Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how was your weekend? Well, you know, it's about that time. It's 5 o'clock in sunny South Carolina. It is so nice outside this weekend. Oh my goodness, a good day to be yard work, have a picnic, hang at the park. But there's some bad news too. It's supposed to rain Thursday through Friday, so they say. So it's supposed to be in the 60s and 70s. Thank God winter is almost gone. Whew, it's been raining, icy, cold, colder, all in the same day. All I can say was this winter, every day was consecutively not sunny. But That's the weather. Time sprung forward this weekend. So it's getting darker a little later. That means you can have fun in the summer, do a little hunting. Or do whatever you do for fun. Clean your car, do your own work, cook out,
hang out.
Take some b-ball, basketball, golf, soccer, tennis. You know, have some fun in the sun. Enjoy life a little bit because life is short. And you're supposed to have some fun. Today was a gorgeous day. It was not too hot, not too cold. 70s all day long. Beautiful day. Well, what do you think about Barack Obama being in South Carolina over the weekend at Benedict College? It's a blessing that we have a president that thinks highly of his people to come vote, come visit them every now and then. Because, you know, being a president is not an easy job. You deal with a lot in the country. Every day something will happen. In the country or in the world, a lot of stress. But he's doing a great job. I give him that. I know I wouldn't want to have it. Because every day you got somebody criticizing you on every move that you make. That can be quite annoying. But sometimes you need people like that in your life to criticize. Criticism only makes you stronger. It doesn't make you weaker. It makes you stronger. That's the part of having a good relationship with somebody. Let them criticize you because if they don't criticize you, that means they don't want the best for you. I learned that today. If you got somebody on your team that is willing to tell you, hey, baby, you know, that haircut not my, that might not be for you. Or, hey, baby, why don't you grow a little bit and see how that work out? Or, hey, honey, why don't you try this new cologne? There's nothing wrong with that. You need somebody on your team to take care of you. You don't want nobody on your team that's going to let you down, put you down, not going to build you up, but make your life a little bit harder than what it needs to be. Choosing the right teammate is very, very important. Your team refines you. You do not want lazy, sorry people on your team. It doesn't help none.
Yeah, I know.
Words of encouragement and words of wisdom, truth for the soul. Now to the show, the better part of the show. I mean, you know, the better half. Words of encouragement, get somebody on your team, keep somebody on your team, enjoy the sun. It's all good and dandy. Food for the soul, we'd like to welcome you to a Monday episode on a Monday at 5 o'clock. Like I said, I try to be here every Friday. I mean, Monday at 5 for you. My faithful audience, my fans, I'd like to give a shout out to Ruth Weather Gatson, Stacy, Jennifer, Jason, to my nieces and nephew. My nephew had a tight meet over the weekend, and my niece plays basketball. Sports is very important for young people to be active, keep the blood circulating. Food for the soul menu. Sweet potato casserole with white raisins. California Thai shrimp steak. I mean, Thai flank steak. Flexible lemon glazed carrots. Coming up, food for the soul. Don't lose your joy. Yeah, I know that might sound really simple to say, but it's really true. So many people lost their joy through bad relationships, through financial difficulties, through stress, through a lot. Life living can be hard. If you like the menus and you would like to check out the recipes, please check out my blog, Food for the Soul, Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon. If you have any questions or feedback, please hit me up on WELDONR112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDONR112 gmail.com. Or please check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. That's ramon.firstfitness.com. I'm going to slow them down for you. For those who write slow, that's R, A, as the apple, M, O, N, dot com. Once again, that's R-A-M-O-N dot F-I-R-F-T-F-I-T-N-E-S-S.com. If you have emails you want to send out, please email me at WELDONR112@gmail.com. I hope that you enjoyed today. Now we're going to talk about some topics. We are living in a world where, for no reason, a simple thing as a parking space, people are willing to kill you for a parking space. It's not even their store, not their mall, but they're willing to take you out because of a parking space. We have people that have road rage. They're rushing to get where they've got to go. Nobody wants to take the time to get where they've got to go. I done said it over and over again. We live in a world where there's so much anxiety, so much stress, so much pushing, so much rushing. Your rush to get in, your rush to eat, your rush to leave, your rush to fall in love, your rush to fall out of love, your rush, your rush, your rush. What are you rushing for? That's what I like. There is so much rushing in the world today. Your rush to success. Your rush to do this and your rush to do that. Your rush to live. Your rush to die. When do you actually take time to smell the roses? I'm just saying. We live in a society now where there's always a rush to do everything. Nobody wants to take the time for nothing. Even in churches, the preacher preached 5 minutes too long. Oh, he might be by himself. Oh, we don't even go guard no more. I don't need to the pro-life even try. God move at his pace. We move at our pace. We get upset when we think that God is not working fast enough. Sometimes he wants you to build up character and strength. Get where you got to go. He is not going to put you in a spot and then get you ready for the spot. He's not going to do that. He builds you up first and puts you in the spot. So many people want titles and accolades of minister, pastor, elder, bishop, chief overseer, the pope. Nobody wants to take time to grow. I know title make you feel so important, like, oh, wow, I'm a bishop. That's cool, but did you got that? I think you should have the age to have the wisdom to be in certain positions. And no, I'm not knocking bishops. No, I'm not. But if you're 30 years old and you a bishop, that's a problem. How are you 30 and a bishop? You ain't been married yet. You ain't got no children yet. You ain't even been in the white folks long enough to be anything. You just trying to get wet behind your ears. You ain't experienced life. You ain't been on the battlefield long enough for the devil yet. You out there, I'm this and I'm that and I'm big time. No, you're not. Why do you want to have a title but you don't belong to no church? I don't get that one either. I ain't knocking nobody for what they do and don't do. So it's kind of odd that you got a title, but who is you over? Yourself? You don't need to have a title to be over yourself. Stop self-appointing yourself to excellent. Let somebody appoint you for a change. You rush to get ahead, but who are you getting the head out of? Yourself? You're not stable enough. Get stable first. That's all I'm saying. I'm not knocking what you do and don't do, but you got to use wisdom before you jump out there. And then you get upset because things don't go your way or it don't go according to the plan. But what kind of plan do you really have? I mean, think about it. You got to have your life in order first before you got to come out. I want to be a pastor, or I want this title, or I want to do this in the church, and I want to do that in the church. You got to be ready. You got to be ready for anything that you do. Everybody wants to be a CEO, but you can't go to work on time. You struggle with organizing your day. You struggle with the basic necessities of living. But you want a title the next day. You start work on Monday, and Tuesday you want to be the man in charge. You want to run the whole show. You don't know nothing about the company. You ain't even know what the company actually do. You don't even know what you're supposed to do. But you out there trying to run the show. Why can't you just take your time and learn the company first?
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto.
Like, for example, so is my brand, it's my label, it's what I do, it's what I started years ago. I'm still learning the ropes. And I created it with a vision and a plan to help people to be motivated and encourage them day to day like I encourage myself. Sure, motivation you think is a simple thing. It's really not. Because people deal with so much every day. Some people deal with depression, self-esteem, sexuality issues, being abused, being neglected, suicidal, bondage, financial struggles. So many people deal with so much. Sometimes all you need is a little bit of encouragement. I'm not here to bring anybody down because that's not my job to judge you. We got to build each other up because we face the same struggles every day. That's all I'm trying to say and been saying. But you have to have certain things to have a strong relationship with yourself so you have a strong relationship with somebody else. You cannot be struggling spiritually. And that's for the people that actually are Christians and go to church, struggling with what you believe, and then you want to get into a relationship with somebody else. And you don't want to do like you're supposed to do. You don't pray like you're supposed to pray. You don't do nothing you're supposed to do with trying to put somebody into your mess. And see, that's how so many relationships are failing now. Because you put on the front that I'm such a good person or I'm such a great person and I'm the idea of what you want. But when you take away the layers, it's a mess. A butt booty mess. Strong points, your weak points, what makes you and what hurts you. You have to know that kind of thing before you bring somebody along for the ride. Life is just too short to keep rushing. Like I said earlier, we rush for everything. You need to do it on a Friday. Friday night, you don't jump in the bed. Monday morning, you're in a relationship. You don't even know the person's name, their whole government name, not their nickname, not Debo or Jibo or Papa Roach or Cockroach or Jackass or Jackoff or Jackoff. You don't know nothing about this person. Person's whole full name, their first name, their middle name, their last name. You don't know nothing about nothing. All you know is, man, the sex is off the chain. So now you in this relationship with a person you just met in the club. Both of y'all both drunk up and high, and now y'all in love. With what? The dream of trying to make a relationship. And the more and more you talk to this person, the more and more you find yourself, I can't stand this son of a gun. You got to be the most stupidest person God ever put on this green earth. But guess what? You choose that person because of one night you was lonely, you were feeling good, they made you feel good because they told you the right thing that flip her boat, made you smile a little bit. They brought you a little drink or two, and now you be like, oh my God, I think I'm going to go home with this person. You don't know nothing about this person. You don't even know what they're ready to, what you like about this person. You have no clue, but you rush there. You're rushed. Now you're going to jump into a relationship, hoping that it works out. And you'd be like, oh, if it don't work out, just find somebody else. Problem being, the person that you rush into a relationship might be a stalker, a killer, somebody, some psychopath, but because they look good, they say all the right things, they give you the best sex you ever had. Now, you're in love. With what? How you fall in love so fast? You know, love, true love takes true work. It don't happen overnight, but it happens on time. You get what you put into anything. Here you will, your dream is to buy a house. But how you gonna get a dude that don't work or try to work or have anything? You want to build with somebody trying to have something. We had the march on Selma over the weekend, 50 years. Why can't you learn from Martin Luther King? His struggle, his journey, or what he went through to make it a little bit better for us. What does that have to do with the topic of rushing into anything? Could you imagine if Martin Luther King did not hold back, thought about anything before he made a move? He just act out because he was upset at the treatment of his people and how he was persecuted and the things he went through. He didn't know if he was going to be who he was. He didn't know he was going to have a holiday. He didn't do it for them to have a holiday. He didn't know nothing about him being taken out of this world. Sniper. He didn't know nothing about that. But he did what he could do to make it better for our people. He didn't do it for the fans. None of that. He just wanted our people to have the right to vote and have some equal rights. Some people won't do anything. When was the last time you let a kid PTA meeting? When was the last time you talked to the teacher? When was the last time you did any of that stuff? When was the last time you actually took time to do anything for anybody besides yourself? When was the last time you were a true friend? When was the last time you actually did something and not looked for nothing in return? Food for the Soul is about encouraging you to have a change of thought and ideology about yourself. It's about self-growth. Talk about money matters. I talk about faith. I talk about relationships. I talk about a lot of stuff because until you change how you do things, you're going to keep going with the same old person and get the same old result. And now you instead of having one baby, now you got two or three babies with jokers that don't work, don't have anything. And you wonder why God won't send me somebody. Well, how can you send you somebody when you're a mess yourself? It just don't work like that. You got to have yourself straight. I'm not being judgmental and I'm not throwing you under the bus. But ladies, be honest with yourself. Children are expensive. You can't come to the table with 3, 4, and 5 kids and thinking you're going to find the perfect dude. How is that going to work? You don't mess with Johnny, Charity, Jimmy, Joshua, Ezekiel, Peter, Paul, Simon, Joel. You don't mess with all these people. And now you want God to send you somebody, a hard-working, honest man. But how can you send somebody hard and working and honest when you're not hardworking and honest. I'm just being real with it. You rush into all these relationships with all these people. And do you can't be no better with two or three baby mamas and an ex-wife. How does that work? You got all these people in your life. You can't even start new because you still got to clean up the mess from the last relationship. You might not say, well, what did I do with anything? It has a lot to do with anything because you got to clean up one thing before you get into another thing. They're just being honest. You can't just jump from one person to the next person and thinking, oh, it won't work out. It don't work out just like that. Growth takes time. An oak tree doesn't become an oak tree overnight. Remember that.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos. Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos. Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
El más que tú dices.
Call in. Please hit me up at 646-915-9934. Once again, at 646-915-9934. I'm going to go ahead and go to sidebar a little bit about what I'm doing. Each week I bring a new topic, and I try to get people to come on the interview or put guests on the show. Now, my thing is easier than it sounds. Sometimes you ask people to come on, and they say, yeah, I'm going to come on, but they don't come on for whatever reason. But the show must go on because this is what I do. This is my child. This is my baby. I can't stop what I'm doing. Just because of where I work at, that don't matter. I can't stop because of the weather. I can't stop because of who like me. I can't stop because of whatever or whenever or who's sick. I have to do what I have to do to keep it going. I appreciate everybody that stopped by and listened. I'm glad that you do. Trust and believe. I really am. I thank God for you. Email me at wldonr112@gmail.com. I think anybody that came on the show, a guest, anybody that tell anybody about the show, thank God for you as well. I can't do this on my own. It's impossible to build an empire brick by brick by brick by yourself. Thank God for people that give me criticism of how can I do things better. Thank God for whatever. Encouragement along the way. Like I said, it shows about encouragement and about moving forward and having a change of idea. Yes, when I started our article, I didn't have no idea of what to do. I was so lost. I was clueless. I really was. I really didn't know what the devil I was doing. But I still don't know. Each day, every week, I think long and hard about what am I going to say or what I'm going to talk about today. You know, my thing, after a while you get used to it, you still don't. I still get nervous. I still get butterflies. It's a humbling experience. It really is. Every time I see people listen to my show, I get excited. Even if it's one person, I get happy about the one. I thank God for the one. Because there are so many other shows out there on the internet. So I am humbled with the life schedule of working, raising children, going to college, going to church, whatever sports that you play, whoever you are, from the dude that work at McDonald's to the CEO of a firm. I don't know what you do, but thank God for you that you take time and you drop by to kick it with me by listening. Thank you for that. Like I say, I appreciate all my guests, all the people that come in. And if you want to give an email, please do it at wendronr112@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you got any questions, please send them. I'll be glad to answer. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. Food for the Soul for Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon is nothing without you at all. It won't be. Can't be. It's possible. I can't do this without your help and without you listening in. Don't rush to do any topic, and today's topic was about rushing because it came to me when I was telling somebody about how people are rushing to everything. But don't take the time to take caution. And you have to take caution to things. I haven't had a girlfriend in 4 years. She was slapping single for 4 years. And I shouldn't have got into that relationship neither, but I rushed. And it cost me my credit score. It cost me a year of healing. It cost me a lot. But not taking my time because she was pretty and smart and came from a good family. And I say this to say this, we all make mistakes. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But if I would have took my time and did not rush into what I rushed into, my life probably would have been different. You live and you learn from your mistakes. God don't bring you to and through for you to do the same wrong thing over and over. He just don't work like that. Like I said, he don't give you the position and then prep you for it. When I started out in the cooking world, I started out as a dishwasher. I started out at the bottom. I even helped people build restaurants. You know what I'm saying? I did the grunt work. I did all that work. So you've been doing it for a long time now. I just didn't start this thing. I've been doing this thing. I've been blessed to be places. You don't know better than nobody else. I just work hard every day, doing the best I know how to do to make it day by day. No, I'm not perfect. I don't expect you to be perfect either at whatever you do. Please do your best. Be your best. If you play music to your best of you, to the best of your ability. If you write, if you're a writer, write to the best of your ability. If you act, act to the best of your, whatever you do. If you're a single mom, be the best single mom you can be for your child. Be the best that you can be for your situation. Don't rush to the next level until you master it one level at a time. Because if you skip something, all you're going to do is mess up on the next go round. I'm just being honest. Let's be real for a second. There's wrong with reading a book in the park. The weather's getting nice now. There's nothing wrong with that. We are always rushing to do every and anything. That's why fast food is so available now. Because we even rush to eat. We don't like home-cooked meals no more. When was the last time you actually had a home-cooked meal? A fried chicken, rice, cabbage, macaroni and cheese, some Kool-Aid, some old-time pound cake. When was the last time you actually sat at the table? No cell phone, no iPad, growing up, no crook, no book, ebook, laptop, mini laptop, desktop, TV. When was the last time you actually enjoyed a home cooked meal that you cooked for yourself? I don't think it'll be fine. Now, I wonder when the last time you actually sat to the table and sit there and say grace and had a nice meal. When was the last time you actually had a meal with yourself? Besides going to the drive-thru, I went at number 5. I was at large with a sweet tea or whatever, and I want apple pie. I want all that to go. When was the last time you actually had a home-cooked meal? When was the last time you actually walked in your own yard? When was the last time you actually talked to your neighbor? Do you even know your neighbor? Do you? I'm just saying, think about these things now. Like I said, please email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Be great. Keep it going. Keep good. Be good. Love. And keep playing our show. Love to have you. Love to have you on. And tell me what you think. Be good. Be honest. Be true. Peace. And don't rush.
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro y yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí. Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió. Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no. Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie besé. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie ligué. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula. sola y estoy puesto pa' usted.
Pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para la República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
You want to music. Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado.